exploding cancer from the poison shots and so much more with Dr. William Mackus. And then in the fourth hour, continue with your calls and all this other huge news. But Savage Dog in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alex Jones.
Welcome.
So before I get into my call, while I was on hold, right when your call screener, right after your call screener came on and said you're next, I got the email that my supplement shipment got to my door, and I went out and I'm opening it now in front of you. I got my two methyl drives, I got my two power plants, and I got my two sea mosses and ultimate burn to go with all the other.
Brother, that is a lot of product you bought. Thank you for keeping us on the air in the face of the deep state, and you're going to be pleased.
Hey, well, I got five t-shirts and a frog on the way, so, you know, it ain't over yet.
Love you, brother.
All right, so my question, and this is not a rhetorical question. This is something for, like, Robert Barnes. Why is the left, from the politicians to the news media, allowed to straight up tell lies about, just tell lies? For example, Jasmine Crockett, every time she gets a microphone down her throat, she talks about how white supremacy is the most violent thing going on in America, when it's not even a blip on the radar. I watched Salty Cracker, and you know, he shows all the fights and everything, and he's like, man, I want to show some white people fighting, but it don't exist.
Well, you heard the guy call from Cincinnati earlier. He was right. White people, 9 out of 10 times, are killing their neighbor or their cousin. You know, it's just like Marvin Gaye's dad killed him over the insurance money, or Selena's manager killed her over the, you know, most crime is people you know. So, but when it comes to actual racial attacks, which is an epidemic compared to what they say whites is doing, it is young black males attacking white people, but they also attack other black people and everybody else. And so it is that particular demographic that is disproportionately committing a large amount of the crime. And it's still a small amount of young black males, but it's that group is overactive. So is some of the Hispanic gangbangers. But there are white hoodlums and some, you know, white criminals. They're out there. They were certainly out there when I was growing up. I don't see as many white thugs and criminals as I did growing up. But I guess because all the kids, you know, white kids just grow up playing video games all day. But it's certainly there. But the idea, remember, Biden put out that official report saying epidemic of white on black crime and epidemic of white on Asian crime. And then what are the numbers? It just didn't even exist. I mean, white on Asian crime? What do you remember all that stuff the last few years? You know, national TV ads, we've got to stop the white on Asian crime. Remember that? That's like saying we got to stop unicorns, you know, attacking Keebler elves. I mean, it just doesn't even exist.
Well, look, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Look. Yeah, that was not the point of my call. I'm not talking about the white crime or black crime. I'm talking about just any lie, just lies and lies and lies, obvious, just provable lies that politicians and news agencies are allowed to spread. And you could just throw the who does what crime in the trash. I'm not even talking about that. I was just using that as an example. I mean, like, just anything. I mean, like,
because they, like, get away with it, and so why not? Why not tell more lies? I mean, they said Trump said the KKK are fine people. Said no such thing. You know, they say I sent people to pee on graves. No one peed on graves. They just say it. Find me guilty by a judge. Have a show trial. $1.5 billion, you peed on graves. Never been to the state. Never said pee on graves. Nobody peed on graves. Doesn't matter. Hey, jury, he said pee on graves. All right, $1.5 billion. God bless you. Appreciate you calling. Thanks for the support. It's guys like that that keep us on the air in the face of the deep state, the Democrats. And it is amazing. So we can expose what's really targeting all of us, no matter what color we are, the poison COVID shots, the 5G, the GMO, the synthetic meat. We'll cover it all. Stay with us.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves. Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
To cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalists. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on air on Access TV, the local radio that's syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
You can follow people around. You can harass people. You can back up your bankster buddies. But a revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble and understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. You better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature. And I'm a sinner, and I have my struggles, but I love God, and I love justice, and I love truth. The globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. Attack the sin. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Attack the lies.
And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
And that's why I've been the most attacked. All hell broke loose when I stuck at Bohemian Grove. I was the only person at that time to get footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was put under a national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed, you find dirt and you put that guy in prison.
They also want to hear from Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
But because the country and the grand juries were completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. That's why I have no fear. Only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds.
I've got one that can see.
My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth, because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it. We've got our guest for the balance of the hour, and I want to have him back again for a deep dive podcast commercial free. He's a very prestigious doctor, laundry list of degrees, some of the largest practices in the country. And I've been watching his reports for a while, and it's hard to quantify how deadly these shots were. And even if you didn't take the shots, what they made in the lab and what it's doing, and attacking the ovaries and the testicles. I mean, this is their weapon. So let me tell you about the doctor. Dr. William Mackus is a radiologist, oncologist, cancer researcher, and the author of 100-plus peer-reviewed medical publications. For those that don't know, an oncologist is a cancer doctor. From 2013 to 2015, Dr. Mackus ran the largest medical isotope cancer therapy program in North America, treating cancer patients. 3 months after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was elected, his bureaucratic mafia in Alberta, he's in Canada, health services sabotaged Dr. Macka's cancer program, which Trudeau would later copy and rebuild in Vancouver, BC, as the IAMI, Institute of Advanced Medical Isotopes, with over $300 million in federal funding. In 2016, Macka's filed a $13.5 million lawsuit against Alberta Health Services. In 2017, Macka's was offered a $400,000 settlement and a non-disclosure agreement to sign both, of which he refused. College of Physicians and Surgeons took his medical license hostage and started threatening his family. His medical license was canceled for non-payment of a $75,000 extraordinary penalty. And this just goes into all the persecution. He and his wife have been repeatedly threatened and are currently being extorted by Alberta Health Services. They're killing kids up there, you know, euthanizing them. And the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Alberta officials over $100,000 and fraudulently obtained civil court costs. They come after you the same way with US Lawfare, which was issued by Justin Trudeau, appointed judges. And it just goes through his work. Macka's has over a dozen peer-reviewed publications on 177, which is being used by doctors around the world. I guess that's lutetium. I'm going to say it wrong. Despite being one of the most persecuted doctors in Canada, Dr. Macka's has defended himself legally and has never asked for help with legal costs. Dr. Macka's is fighting government bureaucrats who have unlimited funding and lawyers. Find out more at MackisMD.substack.com, MackisMD.substack.com. All right, that's some of his background. We're going to get into ivermectin and all these other drugs that they know are so anti-cancer. We'll get into human biology, the role of vaccines, explosion of rare turbo cancers, end-stage cancers, depopulation agenda, including MAID in Canada, which is the model for the U.S., government intimidation, debanking, healthcare in Canada, failing the people, solution for bloated healthcare budgets, alternatives to expensive cancer treatments, and cancer vaccines. So you see all these drugs and you see all these testimonials and studies about inexpensive things that are curing cancer. Well, instead of just going off what the reviews say, I thought we would also, that's a whole other show we should do with him, about what the reality is, but it's very, very exciting. You've seen Joe Rogan talk about it as well. So that's quite the intro. There's so much here, so much to get to. Dr. Macka's, we're 17 minutes to break. You can go wherever you want first because you're the expert here with what the COVID shots have done, the overall medical tyranny. But I'm also excited to talk about not just ivermectin, but these other known compounds that are super anti-cancer. My medical doctor is prestigious. He's got clinics all over the U.S. He was pushing ivermectin before this even ever happened as anti-cancer. But there's other things that are even stronger that the system doesn't want people to know about. So there's so many places to go. Where would you like to go first?
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on. I mean, we can start with the explosion of cancers, not just in the United States, but in Canada and all the countries that push the mRNA vaccines. We're seeing just an absolute explosion of cancer, and it's younger and younger people. You know, these are not cancers that we're seeing in 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds. These are cancers we're seeing in 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and they're stage 4 presenting cancers. A 20-year-old women presenting with stage 4 breast cancers, for example. And this really started, didn't start with the pandemic, didn't start before the pandemic, although there was a very slight gradual rise in cancer for the past 10 years. It actually started with the rollout of the COVID-19 shots. And that's when we started seeing this huge explosion of cancers in young, very young people. They're very aggressive. That's why we're calling them turbo cancers. They present at stage 4. They're not presenting at stage 1 or stage 2. They're presenting at stage 4. They've already spread throughout the body by the time they're discovered. They are resistant to chemotherapy, radiation therapy. You know, the surgeons try to go and take these tumors out. Then they find out they've already spread all over the body. Nothing's working, and these patients are dying sometimes in a matter of months, maybe 6 months in many cases.
And I've seen the graphs in insurance company statistics, whether it's in Germany, Canada, the U.S., anywhere the shot rolled out, Japan, immediately, I mean, they're the top oncologists, as you know, in Germany, over the societies, pathologists, you name it, say, that run major cancer facilities. They say, listen, we saw people that had beaten cancer in remission take the shot, and within 2-3 weeks, turbo cancer, in a month, they're dead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been confirmed by, you know, Professor Arne Burkhardt in Germany, like you mentioned. Professor Daglish in UK, very prestigious senior oncologist as well. He saw this in his patients who got booster shots. Now, these were patients whose cancers were in remission for many years. They were, you know, they were stable. There was no evidence of cancer. They get a booster shot, and suddenly within weeks or a couple of months, their stage four cancer is back. It's more aggressive than ever, and it takes their lives in a matter of months.
Please continue.
So I'm starting to see these cancers in younger and younger people, and I warned against vaccinating kids with these COVID-19 shots. In fact, I was banned off Twitter when I warned that you shouldn't give these shots to kids, especially kids 5 to 11 years old. At the time, it was being rolled out in these young kids. And we've seen these shots rolled out in babies as young as 6 months old. In Canada, the health authorities still recommend 2 or 3 shots for babies as young as 6 months old, these COVID shots, even the latest COVID boosters. And I'm starting to see turbo cancers, not just in young people who are mandated these shots, university kids, college kids, young nurses, teachers, you know, people who are mandated to take these shots or they would lose their jobs. I'm starting to see this in high school kids. These young kids, 12 to 19 years old, they're getting sarcomas. They're getting lymphomas. They're getting extremely aggressive cancers that we haven't seen before. And the younger kids, younger than 12 years old, they're getting leukemias as well. Very few people are talking about it. And it's really, really disturbing.
And while you were talking, we pulled up CBS News, ABC News, a mystery, explosion, thousands of percentage points all over the Western world, children getting cancer, young people, no one knows why. But as you said, we can show the statistics, the graphs. It literally immediately within months of the shots rolling out, it starts, including just death in general, heart attacks, myocarditis, all of it.
Absolutely. And the mainstream media now, there's so much cancer that mainstream media has to admit now that these cancer cases are an absolute tsunami. But what they're doing, it's sort of a limited hangout. They're trying to say, well, you know, it's been gradually increasing over time, but we don't know what's causing it. You know, Yale comes out and says, you know, colon cancer is exploding in 30-year-olds, but we have no idea what's causing it. And they're trying to find blame. Is it something in the food? Is it something in the diet? Is it something in the environment? And while those things might contribute slightly to the uptick in cancer, the huge spike in cancer has been since the start of 2021. Ed Dowd has showed this. John Baudouin has showed this in data, like you said, in insurance data as well. Mortality data, cancer mortality has spiked. And it starts in 2021, early 2021, with the rollout of the COVID-19 shots.
Well, Dr. Michael Yeadon, who just retired a few years before that, former head of their vaccine program at Pfizer, predicted it.
Yeah. And you know what? Kevin McKernan has done absolutely amazing work when he discovered the contamination in all the shots. And this has been confirmed by labs all around the world.
And they call it contamination, but like take SV40 and all these other viruses Dr. Mikovits is exposed. It's not even in the manufacturing process. It wouldn't be there. It wasn't grown in animals. So talk about what type of contamination is in there.
Well, it's DNA contamination. So it's DNA that shouldn't be there. DNA from E. coli. And it's the DNA has the spike protein in it. And it's how they mass manufacture the vaccines, all of the mRNA vaccines. But it's not just the spike protein. There are other sequences in there. You know, it's in these plasmids. These circles of DNA. There's also all kinds of DNA fragments as well. It's got the spike protein. It's got the SV40 promoter sequence in there, which is carcinogenic, causes a number of cancers in humans. We know that. And Pfizer hid this from the regulators. When Pfizer submitted their manufacturing process, you know, to the FDA, to Health Canada, to the TGA in Australia, they hid this from the regulators. They hid the SV40 sequence. They erased it from their diagrams. So they knew this is not an accident. This is not an accidental contamination. This is deliberate.
Absolutely. I'm not a scientist and doctor, you know, famous like you, but I've had a lot of them on. It's perfect. You give people the mRNA shots. It admittedly massively curtails your immune system. You load it with a catalog of known cancer-causing viruses. So you lower the defense shields, then you load this in, and voila, you see what happens.
Yeah, and one thing I want to stress is that every component of this so-called vaccine is potentially carcinogenic. So it's not just the spike protein. It's the entire package, the entire platform. So everything from the lipid nanoparticle, which carries the genetic sludge, including the SV40 promoter sequence, it carries it throughout the body, doesn't stay in the arm. It gets into the bloodstream.
Orders your body not to just to mass produce the spike protein, but orders it to produce all of this, just like the UN got caught in the 90s, officially adding a hormone that's in second trimester pregnancies to the tetanus shot, creating an autoimmune response to that, causing mass stillbirths. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing.
And it gets delivered all over the body. This is, I think, the key why this platform is so dangerous and why it's not just the COVID shots, but it'll be the flu shots, it'll be the RSV shots, HIV shots, the mRNA cancer shots. They all have this fatal flaw that the lipid nanoparticle gets into the bloodstream with the payload and delivers the payload to the bone marrow, delivers it to the brain, delivers it across the placenta. So now I am seeing cancers in fetuses in utero before these babies are even born. To vaccinated mothers, these fetuses are developing cancers in utero. It gets into the ovaries and the testes. So, of course, it does damage, and that's a fertility issue, but it also causes ovarian cancers. We're seeing testicular cancers. In the bone marrow, we're seeing leukemias, lymphomas. So that's the fatal flaw of this technology, that the lipid nanoparticle...
Well, you call it a fatal flaw, but you call it a fatal flaw. This is a master weapon, just... It has so many different attack vectors.
Yeah. And I mean, it's brilliantly designed in the sense that it does so much damage. And when it gets delivered to all these different sites, let's say it crosses the blood-brain barrier, now we're seeing extremely aggressive brain tumors. And it messes up the immune system. And this is the other thing. We saw this almost from the very beginning in government data when the double vaccinated would be getting infected with COVID again, over and over again, at 2 to 3 times the rates that the unvaccinated were getting infected with COVID. And you could tell that people's immune systems were being damaged. This was back in 2021. And of course, the Cleveland Clinic study with over 50,000 of their healthcare workers showed the more shots you get, the more likely you are to get infected with COVID and the more damaged your immune system is. And this immune system damage, I think it's what is what's feeding these turbo cancers, these extremely aggressive cancers. People's immune systems are being destroyed. It's almost like they have AIDS. And so that allows then these cancers to just grow rapidly, grow unchecked. And that's why we're seeing these turbo cancers in very young people. They're coming with stage 4 and they're dead in a matter of months.
Wow. So I remember Dr. Bauer, who heads up the main advisory group to the UK, the Crick Society. We'll pull that clip up. I remember him right when it rolled out saying, oh, we studied this. When you get the boosters, it basically turns off your immune system, so now you're going to need this forever. And so they're even admitting it. I mean, it is so crazy they thought they'd get away with this. The question is, do you think they're going to get away with it?
I hope not, but unfortunately... You know, the developers of the mRNA vaccine, I mean, two of them got a Nobel Prize. Why did they get the Nobel Prize? They got the Nobel Prize because they modified the mRNA artificially with the pseudouridine in such a way that it could shut off the immune system and get past the immune system, because otherwise the mRNA would be destroyed by a healthy functioning immune system. So they figured out a way to shut down the immune system and make the mRNA last much longer. Now we're finding, you know, evidence of the spike protein being produced 2 years, 3 years after your last injection. And this is what they got the Nobel Prize for. They got the Nobel Prize for creating this damaging bioweapon that can last in the body for years and years.
And kills most people very slowly, so nobody figures out what's happening.
Exactly.
Which the Pentagon has a name for. It's called soft kill weapons.
And by the way, Alex, when they look at... And, you know, we're always told, oh, no, they're studying, you know, the side effects of the vaccines and so on. They only look at, and, you know, all these studies are rigged. But when they do look at the side effects of the vaccines, you know, they look for the first month 2 months, 3 months, they never look at the long term. There are no long term studies. So, you know, we don't have studies of how the vaccinated are doing 2 years later. What's their mortality rate? What's their heart attack rate? Why are they still getting blood clots? Why are they still getting myocarditis? And what's their cancer rate? None of these studies are being done. None of the long-term damage is being studied or looked at, because they know that, you know, if anybody looked at the vaccinated, they would just see how badly they're doing long-term.
But we do have the insurance company actuaries, and it's 40-plus percent increase in mortality in now people below 40, what was there before. We're talking 30 million dead, at least, and growing. This definitely triggered people and woke them up to a great extent. They always said they'd use disease X for total control of depopulation, but it looks to me like it's backfired. What is your gestalt or overall review of RFK Jr. and the work he's doing?
You know, I think he's making some good steps, and there are also some missteps as well. So, you know, I mean, he's recently canceled all this money that's going to mRNA research, and that's fantastic. That's important. This mRNA platform is dead on arrival. It will never work. It is extremely dangerous.
Well, let's be clear, it is working to kill people, though. So,
yeah, it's extremely dangerous. It's not safe for anybody. It's killing people. It's causing cancers. It's still causing heart attacks and blood clots and so on. What worries me is that FDA is still giving fast-track approvals to other mRNA vaccines. For example, like the chlamydia mRNA vaccine got fast-track approval, and the self-amplifying mRNA vaccine, which got fast-track FDA approval a few months ago for the H5N1 influenza.
And explain, virus. That's even worse. Quote, self-replicating. We know Pfizer admits that they're COVID shot is self-replicating, thus sheds. This is officially sheds.
This is mRNA. This is the next generation of mRNA vaccine, and it's damage to the nth degree, because now, when the original vaccine shed, okay, maybe you were exposed to the lipid nanoparticles and mRNA, and you might get sick from it. You might get blood clots. There are women who miscarried when they were exposed to the Pfizer vaccine or Moderna vaccine. In fact, Pfizer told their officials that they had to report in the trial if any pregnant woman was exposed to anyone who was vaccinated. So shedding was a problem. But now, when these self-amplifying mRNA vaccines shed, they are shedding machinery that, if you take it into your body, will start producing more mRNA. So you're not just getting exposed to the spike protein, which could do some damage to you, but you're actually getting vaccinated from someone who's shedding their self-amplifying mRNA vaccine. So even if you're unvaccinated, now you could potentially be vaccinated by taking up this self-amplifying mRNA, which has the protein machinery to continue indefinitely replicating the mRNA with the spike protein. So that's being produced.
And that's them officially saying this new one does that. But I saw the studies. You correct me wrong. We know that already happened. So many people are like, didn't take it, but their spouse did. They got sick. We're going to come right back with the doctor, Dr. William Mackus. And I have that clip of the UK advisor. Oh, we raise your immune system with this. It's a great business plan. Wow, this is so insane. We'll be right back on the other side. Remember, Pfizer, when COVID rolled out, said, don't worry, our new business is cancer. This is going to explode. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in
because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air, you'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So, I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up and just pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but
and you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah, I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy. But it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really
It skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible, and they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, ultramethylene blue, theoxygenstore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psychological. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in, and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time, the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first. And then working out so hard that I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I ain't going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. At TheAlexJonesStore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now, at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got Dr. William Magnus, one of the top cancer doctors and radiologists in Canada, on breaking down the facts. And he mentioned this earlier, but look at this, major studies. Risk of congenital malformation following first trimester mRNA COVID-19 vaccine exposure and pregnancy. So deformities, cancer. Oh, now you get cancer when you're your mommy. Increased risk of fetal loss after COVID-19 vaccination. Prestigious reports. I mean, they've given New England Medical Journal on the giant increases. They know exactly what they're doing. So, Dr. William Magnus, there's so much to cover. We're going to have to get you back on. We still got some time here, but wow. Looking at this, Kennedy bans all these new ones, but then they've got the self-replicating even worse coming out. We need to put major heat on him and expose this. I'm not saying he's behind it. There's so much happening. But just specifically, talking to other people in the medical world that you talk to, I don't see this going away. I see people staying awake, more research coming out. People understand this is about depopulation. But we could supercharge that even more attention to this and get a path towards fully discrediting these groups and, you know, finally getting them in trouble and getting them indicted, or these mad scientists will just continue to try to get away with more of this and their depopulation agenda. So one of the points you sent me is about the depopulation agenda. Give us your 35,000-foot view on what's behind this, and then you've got the floor. You're pausing, and I'll talk. Don't worry. But just, I want you to spill your guts here with all your amazing knowledge. We appreciate your courage.
Well, Alex, honestly, the way I look at this sort of attack on fertility and just attack on humanity in general is that it wasn't necessarily that they wanted people to die. And that you could tell, even when they rolled out the Pfizer vaccine in kids, they tried to lower the dose because they knew that the damage was being done. The heart attacks were happening, the myocarditis, the blood clots. And so they didn't want to make it as obvious when they rolled it out in children. And what you're seeing is the suppression of the information in terms of the damage that's being done to people is most intense in several areas. One is in cancer. They don't want to know that these shots cause cancer long term. And I've testified to the National Citizens Inquiry in Canada, and I've given evidence from the VAERS reporting system that children who've been vaccinated with Pfizer or Moderna vaccines are developing extremely aggressive cancers. There's at least 20 cases in VAERS already right now. And I believe that every child who has taken at least one COVID vaccine has an increased risk, lifetime risk of developing cancer at some point in their lives. Some of these kids are developing cancer already. Some of them will develop it in a few years. So this is an attack long-term on children, because these children's lives will be dramatically shortened unless we come out with some solutions for these kids. So there's an attack on children through cancer. You know, then there are the fertility issues that no one's allowed to talk about. So for example, I'll give you an example. There's a police officer in Ontario who is being hunted now for 3 years because she dared to launch an investigation into stillbirths of vaccinated women. There was an explosion of stillbirths in a particular hospital, and she launched the investigation, and they've been trying to shut her down and destroy her life and her police career for 3 years now. This is happening in Ontario, police officer Helen Gruce. So they don't want anyone to know about these fertility issues. And you could see this, again, in VAERS, you could see when women take the COVID-19 vaccines, they have a huge spike in miscarriages. So that's in the first trimester. And you see a spike in stillbirths. This is in the later stages of the pregnancy after 20 weeks. And you can see this all over VAERS. You could also see it on social media. You can see it on the fundraising platforms like GoFundMe and GiveSendGo, where young people are raising funds because, you know, these women have suffered, you know, these stillbirths, miscarriages, and sometimes these pregnant women are developing heart attacks during pregnancy, these cardiac arrests, which we've never seen before, and they are dying suddenly. So we see pregnant women dying suddenly, women dying during childbirth. This is not being reported. And then women dying shortly after giving birth, they are dropping dead, and usually from blood clots. So, you know, a woman, vaccinated woman, gives birth, and a week or two after giving birth, she might just collapse and die suddenly. I've reported many of these died suddenly cases over the years of postpartum women vaccinated dropping dead after delivery. So that's, you see that that's an attack on women. And I think this attack on young women is going to continue because there are other mRNA vaccines in development that will target young women, mainly RSV mRNA vaccines, which will probably hit the market, you know, in the coming months.
Just like Gardasil did in the last 20 years. Yeah, and they know women are more trusting, so they're really coming after them.
Exactly. So it's such a multi-pronged attack, you know, attack on children, attack on women. I think part of this attack was also when universities and colleges almost across the board, except maybe a few Christian universities and colleges who didn't participate in this, but, you know, something like 99% of universities and colleges in North America implemented COVID vaccine mandates on all their young students. So they forced these young students to get these shots, at least two shots. This was back in 2021, or they would be kicked out of school. Even students who were online students who, you know, posed no risk to anybody had to take these vaccines or they would be kicked out of school. So this was an attack on young people, young men and young women of childbearing age. And, you know, we're seeing this dramatic drop off in birth rates, infertility rates. Elon Musk talks about this all the time, how humanity is in danger because, you know, the birth rates have completely fallen off a cliff. I believe the vaccine mandates were a big part of that. I think that's why they targeted young people of reproductive age, you know, in their 20s, when they are in college, in university. Same thing happened to medical students. Same thing happened to nursing students, and they're dropping dead or they're developing cancer. We had in Canada, in one medical school, three medical students who dropped dead in one summer.
Wow.
At McMaster University, ages 25, 27, and 32. We had never seen this before. So again, an attack on young people of childbearing age. And, you know, when you look at people sort of ages, you know, 30 to 60, 30 to 70, what we're seeing in the insurance data, and again, all credit goes to Ed Dowd on this work, is increased disability. And Ed Dowd talks about this. He talked about this at Senator Ron Johnson's hearing back in February, which I attended. He told Senator Ron Johnson how there are millions of working age individuals who are disabled, permanently disabled. In the United States, for example, I forget the exact number. I think it's over 4 million excess disabilities from the shots because the shots were mandated in the workplace. So again, now these people, you know, they can't get a job again, and their lives have been shortened. And then, you know, you look at the more elderly population and the constant push of boosters on the elderly. And then we see a spike in deaths of the elderly. The elderly are effectively being wiped out by the shots and by the fact that the boosters that continue to be approved were often approved in ages 65
and it's very
plus.
Clear the whole thing was a war game, whether you were in Australia, New Zealand, Italy, Germany, the U.S. Globally, the equivalent of $53,000 to put somebody on a ventilator, they knew had an 80%+ chance of killing them. So this was all war gamed at every level to corrupt the medical system, to test things, to gauge what was happening. To me, from all my research, COVID was just a beta test for something bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this attack, as I said, this attack is across the board, across all ages on humanity. Now, you know, the attacks are different in different age groups, but I think the most horrifying for me are the attacks on children. Pushing these jabs on children, it wipes out an entire generation. It was absolutely a crime. And, you know, we're not allowed to talk about this. We're not allowed to talk about vaccine injuries in children, especially COVID vaccine injuries in children. So that is something that they're trying to cover up. The fertility issue, they're trying to cover up. The turbo cancers, or the fact that these cause cancer, that is being covered up. They will allow talk about myocarditis. You know, we see this with the HHS, you know, putting a label on the vaccines that, yes, they can cause myocarditis. The myocarditis is the least of our problems.
I agree. You know what's creepy? Right when they rolled it out, right when they were still in the election in 2020, I was going to 2021. I was in Phoenix, but also in Austin, and the buses said, heart attacks are normal in children. Strokes are now normal. And there were TV ads. I've seen them there in Canada. So even before they gave the shot, they went, now it's normal for kids to have heart attacks and strokes. And then you had the FDA fact sheet predicting heart attacks and strokes in children. As you said, that's a sub-issue. For me, I know the UN has spent unbelievable billions on trying to develop, quote, vaccines for contraception or infertility. And they've been caught doing it. Did you ever see the movie that came out right before COVID on television and on Amazon with John Cusack called Utopia, where this comes out months before they roll it out, and he's explaining it all? Did you ever see this?
I've seen the clips of it, yeah.
I mean, but this is predictive programming, because this is like, a lot of the left's like, hey, we know this is happening, there's too many people. So let's play 3 minutes of this. Here it is.
created a flu that sparked the demand for a vaccine that doesn't work.
A human being with a mind as brilliant as yours, you could do anything. And instead you choose to rain down misery and death.
No, you don't have it. How much evil do you have to do good? Your father created a world-changing, not world-ending, a world-changing, world-improving omnivirus. And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of the Stern's flu.
I knew it.
I knew it.
He created a panic, and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No. Demanding it with all the entitlement of a first world country.
Yes. And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms, and letting us give them our creation. What we are doing is far bigger than death. What have you done today to earn your place in this crowded world? Everything I do is a cure for our current situation.
Wait, how's it a cure?
You're killing people.
I told you it does not kill. That was the amazing epiphany we had. We didn't have to kill to accomplish our goal.
Which is what?
We intend to stop human reproduction for three generations. The busy, endless global assembly line of babies will grind to halt.
You're sterilizing people?
Huh? In the first 5 years, we'll start to see major birth rate declines as teenagers vaccinated today hit their childbearing years.
You're controlling the future of human civilization.
Is that what they're calling it? It's a very nice euphemism for a species that has replicated like a contagion across the planet, killing all other species in its wake.
You hate people that much?
On the contrary, I love people.
The hell? Why would
doing what our government or citizenry is too spoiled or self-indulgent to do? We are saving ourselves from ourselves.
Halting overpopulation.
100 years ago, the global population was 1.7 billion. 2011, it reached
7 billion.
People live too long, die less often, too much. Get out babies like
in 2050, they say it's going to plateau.
Mm-mm-mm. We'll blow past 11 billion and then slowly begin to.
But by then, it'll be too late to save an Earth that bears any resemblance to a world we actually want to live in. This planet. I love this planet. So I decided to take care of the problem.
By injecting your virus into the veins of every human on it?
Global warming, mass extinctions, food, water shortages. All these problems can be boiled down to one thing. Overpopulation.
And you're beta testing it on Americans since we're the worst.
If we don't do something now, right now, in a decade, our world will experience extraordinary privations. A war of all against all.
Water. We'll go to war over water, and the people who will die first are the ones without power and money.
You can't just decide people won't have babies because...
I can, and I did. Think of me as the stern parent who tells the children they can't play with the family gun.
What about what this does to people, society?
Salvation. We can form a new society.
Home.
Mm-hmm. The grand social experiment.
And it puts them in charge of all of this. But, oh, Ted Turner that called for a vaccine to sterilize people, he's got 6-7 kids. He's got jumbo jets. He's got giant palaces. He consumes, but you can't. You're bad. Cows can't fart. That's bad. No, it's about a monopoly over human life. So they're telling you, and we know from all the studies now, what was predicted was true. It attacks the ovaries and the testicles. Above all, the nanolipid particles go after that more than anything. And there's so many other films and shows where they're telling you what they're doing. Dr. William Mackus, one of the top cancer doctors and radiologists and one of the largest clinics up in Canada. I mean, what do you make seeing that where they literally, months before they roll it out, they're openly telling us what they're doing?
It's fascinating. You know, I've seen that clip and it shocks me every time I see it. There's another movie that comes to mind that a lot of people will know, and that's Children of Men. And in that movie, you essentially had no babies born for an entire generation. That's another sort of movie I think that people can go and look at and see the predictive programming. And again, there's been a very harsh clamp down on doctors who are pointing this out. A lot of us who've been pointing this out have been stripped of our licenses. We've been debanked. I've been writing about stillbirths and miscarriages in vaccinated women for 2 years now on my Substack. And, you know, I've been debanked recently. My Stripe account was frozen and raided by the Canadian government. So they don't want people to know. They don't want people to realize what's going on, probably, you know, until it's too late.
And the propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. That's just like the truckers peacefully protesting lockdowns. Some of them still in jail. They're, again, this is on record. This is the tyranny of the UK and Canada everywhere, literally taking licenses, shutting people down that point out the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that I really want to point out that remains extremely dangerous is that this entire platform, mRNA platform and manufacturing process, Moderna and Pfizer CEOs have told us that they will maintain this same platform for all their future mRNA vaccines. So there's no attempt to change the technology, to improve the technology, or to address any of the problems, the damage. The lipid nanoparticles will be exactly the same in all future mRNA vaccines. That's why I tell people,
because it's working the way they want it. It's not a failure. It's depopulation. Sorry to interrupt, but you made the point earlier. Notice that children are men, and then, you know, now in this utopia, it doesn't kill you. That's why they weakened it when they saw the higher kill rate, because it was so strong. They're like, we kind of screwed up. It was really targeted at long-term cancers, getting rid of old people and sterilizing the young.
Exactly. Absolutely. And so when we, you know, when we talk about sort of a depopulation plan, I think it's a long-term plan, and people don't see it in the short term as much because they're not seeing as much the deaths. We have some excess
deaths. Well, the slow blade, to quote Dune, the slow blade passes the shield.
Exactly. Absolutely. So this is a long-term plan, and I'm seeing it in the cancers. And the cancers are absolutely horrific. And that's why all the major pharmaceutical companies, all the big ones, the big players, including all the vaccine manufacturers like Pfizer, like Moderna, like BioNTech, like Johnson & Johnson, they're all moving to cancer. And so if you follow the money, they have told us, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla has told us, cancer's the next big thing. We're done with COVID vaccines. You know, they're not bringing in as much money. Nobody wants the shots anymore. We're moving to cancer. So last year, Pfizer bought for $43 billion a big cancer drug company called Seagen. They've got a number of cancer drugs in the pipeline. All of these big pharmaceutical companies are moving to cancer and betting on cancer. And in fact, Bourla said that they're going to use their ability to scale up, to mass manufacture drugs, like they mass manufactured the COVID vaccines. They're going to use that to mass manufacture cancer drugs. And if you just stop and think about it, you know, you'd have to think to yourself, why are they talking about mass manufacturing cancer drugs?
Well, let's be clear. If 1 year into COVID, when the shots first rolled out, Bourla said, everybody thinks vaccines are our future, which they aren't even vaccines. It's not. Cancer's going to explode. We're pre-positioned. And they told shareholders, get ready. They're not even hiding it, doctor.
They're not hiding it at all. And he was bold enough to say that 1 in 3 people will get cancer. 1 in 3 people in the world will get cancer, and that even more people will be impacted because, of course, you know, the whole family is impacted by that. And he was very definitive about that, that 1/3 of the population will get cancer, and they will be there, Pfizer will be there, to mass manufacture cancer drugs and then profit from the misery that they caused.
So they give you a shot that gives you cancer, and then they give you a cancer treatment.
Absolutely. That is the model for the pharmaceutical
industry. Well, did you see what James O'Keefe for the KT Mount of Veritas 2-3 years ago, he gets the head of their mRNA platform. And it was so shocking, people didn't think it was real. Like, no, he's their head of mRNA, vice president. And he says, we've already gained a function, a bunch of viruses on the shelf. We roll out new variants. We're making the viruses. He's admitting to literal Nazi-level war crimes right there. And all this forcing people to take shots violates informed consent, violates the Nuremberg Code. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think the vaccine mandates, which to me, I mean, violated, you know, every law, every code. To me, they were illegal. Every medical ethic that we had. I think if it wasn't for the vaccine mandates, we wouldn't have the damage that we're seeing now. We wouldn't have the levels of cancer that we're seeing now. I think a lot of people wouldn't have taken the shots if they weren't forced to take the shots. Especially, you know, these young people in the universities and colleges, if those weren't mandated, most people wouldn't have taken them. Same thing with young workers in professions like nurses, teachers, the military, police officers, firefighters, ambulance drivers. Most of these people wouldn't have taken the shots unless they were mandated to. And the mandates were extremely severe. They were vicious. In Canada, there was no such thing as a religious exemption. There was no such thing as a medical exemption. If you had an allergy, you had to take the shot, have the reaction, and then you could apply for an exemption, maybe for the second shot or third shot. And they didn't give exemptions to anybody. So it's really the vaccine mandates were the crime that forced this shot on most of the population.
And that would make Joseph Mengele blush. So I want to do a little bit more to the next hour. We'll go to the callers who are patient holding after you leave us. But doctor, I want to get you back to get into the off-the-shelf cancer drugs and things that are really working. Because for every evil, God gives us a solution to it. So if you want to come back on later this week or next week, we'd love to do some time with you when people have, they find your great work on Substack as well. But when we come back, new authorities identify shooter who attacked CDC headquarters and killed police officer near Emory University in Atlanta. Suspect reportedly blamed COVID-19 shot for making him sick. Now, whatever the truth is here, it's sad a cop got killed. Because they've trained us in a revolution, we just randomly kill each other. No, a revolution would be arresting Fauci. It would be arresting Bill Gates. It would be arresting Tedros or Peter Daszak. But this right here, and I'm not calling for violence, seriously, because they'll turn it into being playing victims. I want to politically destroy them with the truth and then have them prosecuted. But we hung Nazis at Nuremberg for medical tyranny. And I'm just saying, I know a lot of people got killed by the shot, and a lot of fathers who lost their sons with heart attacks, the rest of it, little kids, 13-year-olds, you know, like Ernest Ramirez. And, you know, we know Fauci had $15 million of federal marshals a year, dozens protect him at any one time. I'm not surprised, and whereas I'm not a violent person offensively, I see it as good that Fauci is having to hide because they have attacked us, and I'm not a, I don't attack offensively, but I defend, you know, defensively, and I am very interested in people's restraint. But we've crossed such a Rubicon here. I'm not calling for violence at this point. I'm just saying they went and killed some healthcare executive because he was connected to, you know, denying care, and that guy was a hero. Well, imagine when the public learns about this, what's going to happen? They're going to see vigilantism. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try ultramethylene blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
I want to give you some shots that are going to kill a lot of people and do hurt you, but we're going to be indemnified by governments, taxpayers. Also, my dad did run Planned Parenthood, and I do believe in depopulation and killing old people. But it's okay, because I'm wearing a pink sweater. And you notice who works for me, Mark Zuckerberg, wears a pink sweater too. And now all of his money's tax-free as well. And he wants you to take shots as well. So, if you don't take the shots we want to give you, we're going to have you taken off the internet for now, and you won't be able to leave your house unless you take the shots. So take the shots, because there's just too many people. I'm Bill Gates reminding you, don't go to band.video and just do what I say. We need more childhood death, okay? Bye-bye. And I almost forgot. I'm wearing a pink sweater.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.